Child soldiers are still being recruited in at least 13 countries from Afghanistan to Uganda, 10 years after international guidelines were agreed to eradicate their use. Hundreds of thousands of underage soldiers are being forced to fight around the world, despite guidelines laid down in the Cape Town Principles of 1997, which established 18 as the minimum age for recruitment. Representatives from nearly 60 countries met in France this week to update these principles in a document called the Paris Commitments. The coordinator of regional programmes for the Coalition to Stop the Use of Child Soldiers is Enrique Restoy. He told us the outcome of the Paris talks.
The most important thing about the Paris Commitment was to try to get a more clear understanding of the programmatic issues regarding children involved in armed conflict. The previous ones were the Cape Town Principles, and they were basically aimed at being used for Africa only, and they didn't have the legitimacy of being endorsed by the governments. So it was very important to have a common understanding and commitment towards how to better prevent and support children who have been involved in armed conflict. We knew what was going to happen as a result of it, because the coalition has been working with the definition of the principles and the commitments. It was obviously important to see that governments that are actually involved in armed conflict, where children have been used and are now being used, they have committed themselves towards the principles. So it's very positive to see that the governments, that we can hold governments responsible, not only legally, but also from the programmatic point of view, that they really, really want to work to prevent the use of children as soldiers, and to ensure that those who have been recruited will be reintegrated successfully into society.